Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
I'm going to just say this. You can put me in any situation, I'm always figured out. I feel like all my life I've been going through adversity, and I know in the NBA it's going to be even more. So if I come in and get drafted how high, how low, if I don't play, I'm going to still be fighting in practice. I'm going to do what I have to do, and I'm going to get on the court eventually.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to The Score. That's Dalen Terry. He is the new draft pick of the Bulls. And we don't know him very well, and we're reaching out to a man who does, Rich Herrera, Wildcats Radio, 1290 in Tucson. He does the pre and post, and you hear him with CBS Sports Radio. Rich, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I promise you, when you get to see Dalen Terry perform, you get to see him practice, you get to see him work out, he's going to give you more than 87%.
Thanks very much for that. Yeah. What are they getting in terms of a basketball player? We heard his energy. We can evaluate his enthusiasm and guess that he is going to be a try-hard effort guy. But in terms of how polished he is as a scorer or as an offensive player, what are the Bulls getting?
Okay, well, let's talk about what he's not right now. A guy that can create a shot on his own off the dribble. That's one thing that he has to work at. I think the number one thing that people in Chicago have to realize is this young man is a baby. He's really young. 2 years ago, he was the youngest freshman in the Pac-12. Last year, again, really on the young side. Now, that's the only knock you're probably going to hear about him right now. I'm a huge fan of his, the work ethic, the attitude. He's a grinder. He's a baller. I could throw 20 million things out at you. The thing that jumps out when you see Dalen Terry, I think, is just the body. We talk about length in the NBA. That's the big catchword. Everybody likes what the length is. I mean, he's almost 7'1" in the wingspan, and we saw passing lanes just get absolutely closed up by him when you're taking on the likes of UCLA and you're taking on the likes of Michigan. He's a young man that came here to the University of Arizona to play for Sean Miller. And when Sean was the coach here 2 years ago, they ran the pack line defense. He came here as a tough defensive-minded kid to play for the U of A. Sean Miller gets blown out. They bring in Tommy Lloyd from Gonzaga. This is the team that was the number one seed last year in the tournament. And all of a sudden, nope, we're not going to be a defensive-minded team. First and foremost, we're going to run the Gonzaga motion offense. So you're going to have to be a passer. You're going to have to bring the ball up. He excelled in both of those. He's an excellent defender. Usually he was on the toughest ball handler, but he can go anywhere from the one, the two, the three. You can even put on a big because of his length. For the offense for the University of Arizona, he was always going to be the secondary option, maybe even sometimes the third. You never saw him pout if he didn't get the ball. In fact, you saw him work harder on defense. And then there were times where you saw him where Benedict Mathurin would have two people on him, or Julius Tabellas, who was the big forward from Lithuania that Arizona had. And if he was having a star night, you saw Dalen Terry doing everything he could to feed him the ball, set some picks. I just can't rave about this kid enough.
You're listening to Mully and Haw on The Score. We're talking to Rich Herrera. He joins us on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And Rich, you know, glue guy is what everyone says. That's what the kind of buzz term was. And that means doing a lot of little things that help a basketball team. How did that kind of unfold? How did he become that kind of player? He doesn't seem to score a ton. I know he's a good passer of the ball. I think he told us that yesterday. But he doesn't have overwhelming statistics in that area either. Tell us about what it means to talk about a glue guy.
So when you watch a lot of college basketball right now, you get one of two things. You get guys that are either going to be stars, or they're going to pout, or they're going to leave their schools. So 2 years ago, when he's playing for Sean Miller, James Akinjo is the number one option, and he's kind of a black hole. Once you got the ball in Akinjo's hand, nobody else got it. Everybody else kind of stood around, and it was a slowdown offense, so they weren't a prolific scoring team because they were predicated upon defense. So Dalen is a freshman. He was quiet. He had a little bit of personality, but he really knew to keep his place because he was such a freshman. He did everything else that was asked of him. Let me play shutdown defense for you. Let me go out there and battle and bang, and let me go out there and do all the dirty work that nobody else wanted to do. So you put him on Tiger Campbell. You put him on Jaime Jaquez. You put him on the best players in the Pac-12, and he was able to actually shut people down. So we played great defense. If you needed him to be a backup point guard, because he was a point guard in high school, you would have him come in and spell Kirk Carissa at the point, or Akinjo with the point. So he did everything that was asked of him without a lot of complaining or carping or anything. This year when he comes out, he goes, listen, I'm going to show my personality. I interviewed him before the season started. He goes, this year I'm going to show my personality. He came out, he does a little dance at the red and blue game. Like, wow, this kid's got a little bit of spark to him. And then you see him this year as the team really ascends under Tommy Lloyd. There were times where there wasn't a lot of scoring from the first, second, or third option. So all of a sudden, bang, now we're going to go to Dalen Terry. And you saw that in the loss to Houston when the team is struggling. Dalen goes, let me put you on my back. I'm going to go out there and score as many points as I can. And it just seemed like he was right kid, right moment, not pressing too much. But when the team needed somebody to step up, he was that guy, the first guy that would go out there and do that when they really needed a bucket or they needed a series of buckets.
So Sean Miller recruits him. He's an Arizona kid, so it wasn't that far away. But obviously with the things that happened with the Arizona program, Tommy Lloyd takes over. There is a change, and sometimes that can result in losing some guys in the transition. Dalen Terry's 19 years old. He doesn't turn 20 until next December. From a maturity standpoint, from somebody who handled that kind of adversity and seems to have thrived by it, what was it about his personality that was revealed?
Confidence, 100% confidence. He's a gamer. He's not afraid of any situation. He's not afraid to take on anybody around the country. And here's the funny part, guys. He went to the University of Arizona, which is down here in Tucson, about an hour and a half south of Phoenix. He was actually a ball boy for the bitter rival, Arizona State, as a kid, and then came down here to play for the University of Arizona. But he said, hey, listen, I always knew I wanted to be a Wildcat. I went up there and was a ball boy just because they were trying to recruit me, but I always knew that I was coming down here. And when the switch was made and the team had to make the changeover at head coaches, a lot of people jumped to the portal. A lot of people wanted to bail. Even some of the international players that came to play for Tommy wanted to bail. Dalen goes, no, I'm going to take this. I'm going to run with it. And the great part was you saw a different part of Dalen's game because with this offense, it's all predicated upon doing the little things right and the screens and the ball handling and moving and passing. You really got to see a new part of his game that we didn't see his freshman year. So you actually saw him mature, get better, and really step up and take challenges and for the coaching staff. And I talked to the coach. I talked to a different coach before every game. Just about every game we talked about, here's what Dalen Terry's defensive assignment is going to be, and here's what we're going to want to see from him offensively. And he I don't think he ever let the team down.
That's fascinating. You know, didn't the point guard go down at one point, as I recall from the season? I think there was a big concern that there were going to be major problems for Arizona because they weren't going to be able to operate at the same pace. And yet he kind of filled in there too, right? He took over that role for a little bit and helped to make that almost, seamless.
Well, there was two times. Kirk Carissa, once they were horsing around. He's a starting point guard from Estonia. He was horsing around. He got hit in the face, I think, during a team meal right before the game. So he was pressed into point guard duty along with another player. And then when Kerr blew up his ankle right before the Pac-12 tournament started, in fact, he was on crutches in an air boot during the Pac-12 tournament. And everybody goes, oh, no, here you go. You're going to be the number one seed. now everything's going to go the other way. And Dalen stepped up and played that role, and he played the role really, really well, winning the Pac-12 title. And there were some good teams in the Pac-12 we had this year, including UCLA, who had gone to the Final Four before, and you just saw Dalen Terry going up against the best of the best in college basketball, whether he's at the shooting guard, whether he's playing out on the wing, whether he was playing in a big lineup, small lineup. He was able to adjust and without much muss or fuss, you just, whatever you put in front of him, the kid put his head down and he was one of the leaders on that team being 19 years old. Here's the other part, guys. Let me throw this out at you. If you want to find a guy who's going to fit in to a culture, I can't rave more about this kid again. Remember, Arizona had eight different countries represented last year. They had kids from Estonia. They had kids from Lithuania. They had kids from Africa. And Dalen Terry was right there in the middle with all of them. And you just saw a really good group of kids. Three of them ended up in the draft yesterday. And Dalen was one of the leaders on that team.
And Rich, he mentioned that he knows the names of the 17 guys who were taken before him. It gives him a little bit of an edge coming here. But at the same time, was this where he was expected to go based on people in Arizona? Was it a little bit higher, a little bit sooner or later? How would you evaluate where he went with where he was expected to go based on people who have seen him play?
You know what? That's great. I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't think he was going to go. I really didn't, guys. Benedict Mathurin went number six. We knew he was going to go. Christian Coloco went in the second round. We knew he was going to go. Here's the conventional wisdom. In fact, guys, I did this yesterday on the air. I had to apologize to DT because I thought for sure, like everybody else that watches the draft, everybody else that covers, all right, you know what? Stick your toe in. See what it's going to be like. You're going to get feedback from scouts after they watch you work out and they watch you go through the measurables and they interview, and then they're going to tell you, all right, kid, here's what you need to come back next year to be a first-round draft pick. Now, he went from a guy that was early projection not to be drafted at all to maybe a second-rounder to a guy that jumped all the way up to where he did with Chicago, and all of us are standing here looking around, including Tommy Lloyd, the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, who was with them yesterday in Phoenix at his party, are like, wait a minute, Dalen's stock is rising faster than just about everybody out there. Before we knew it, oh my God, he's not coming back to Arizona. What do we do next year? This was not anticipated. We thought he was sticking his toe in. He was going to get feedback. He needed to work offensively, but he blew everybody away, including the Bulls, with what they saw, what they met, when they really got a chance to see what he was like. He's a gamer.
Rich, we got 30 seconds left. When you look at him, we heard that he's a capable three-point shooter, but that wasn't obviously his specialty. He kind of downplayed it. He's like a D and three guy without the three?
Kind of. You know what? He can shoot. He shoots better than he is. He's going to develop that game again. Remember, he's 19 years old. Right. I mean, there's kids that are coming out of prep school that are one and dones. So he's a little bit younger than everybody else. So he's got plenty of upside to continue to improve his game, to work on his shooting. He wasn't asked to shoot that much, honestly, in this offense. He wasn't asked to shoot from three-point land. What he did, he hits about 35, 40% of it, but it wasn't part of the game. They had other long-range jump shooters. He was playing at the elbow. He was setting screens. He was driving to the bucket. He was doing everything else. He'll develop the game, and people in Chicago are going to love him and his attitude.
Great stuff, Rich. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
Guys, thank you very much. I hope I gave you better than 87%.
Oh, you did. Great stuff.
By the way, I'm stealing that. I was on last night for Amy Lawrence. I'm stealing it, but I promise I'm going to give everybody more than 87%.
Appreciate it.
That's great. That's Rich Herrera. Great stuff. You know, kind of excites you.
Yeah, it does.
And that's good to hear because I don't think we came in as excited.
Well, positive reviews, not only about the intangibles, which are easy to detect based on his enthusiasm, but also about the player the Bulls are getting and the commitment to being well-rounded, to shoot, to improve as a shooter, and just how he fits in pretty seamlessly into any culture.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.